We were telling you about the big fishing tournament over the weekend. Sunday out at Coldwater Lake, and the second year of this Bernie Behnke Scholarship Tournament, Phil Smathers, you guys just hit it out of the park, didn't you?
We were extremely fortunate again, Ken. The weather was perfect. The fish were biting like crazy. Bernie had a good day, and he was able to attend the weigh-in in the afternoon. And one of last year's scholarship winners, Amanda Higby from Quincy, came at 5 o'clock in the morning and helped us sell raffle tickets. And we just got the day off to a great start, and it was an awesome day.
Well, you had, over 80-some boats out there, and actually they were hitting it pretty good in the water as well with the fish you guys brought in.
We had 32 five-bass limits out of the 89 boats. So a third of the teams, caught a limit. And there were 10 of those teams in double digits in terms of weight. So it was an exciting weigh-in. A team from Fort Wayne, a father and son team from Fort Wayne and Roanoke, Indiana, Charles and Craig Dennis, won this event with 17.77 pounds, or a 3.5-pound average on their fish. They pretty much blew it away, but they have a place on Coldwater Lake, and they're no strangers to tournament fishermen. We are really, really happy for them. Daryl and Jeremy Antrip from Fremont, Indiana, were second with a 13-pound sack. Doug and Terry Tucker, a brother and brother team from Albion, was third. Last year's winners, Becky Grzegorski, who is a teacher in the Coldwater school system, and Brant Heaton of Homer, were the champions, and they were fourth this year. And fifth place in Big Bass went to Dan Inman from Union City, fishing with his son Mitchell. And they had a big, big day and took home almost $1,400 for their big bass. Sixth place was Perennial Powerhouses Pat and Jay Tappeton from Coldwater. They had over a 10-pound sack. And seventh place, Tim Wilkins and John Rogers from Tekonsha also had a big day. And Jeff and Jaron Utrick at Lake Drive Marine also poured it on, and they were in the top 10. So it was really exciting, Ken. We had cash prizes awarded to the top 18 teams. More than $6,000 was awarded in cash on the spot.
Very cool. Now, obviously, the fishing tournament was a huge part of it, but where you really made your big money was on the auction items, and that one went very, very well as well.
We were so pleased. We had a great crowd on hand from the area, and our net was over $10,000, and that's going to 100% of that's going to go into scholarships next year that will be awarded through the Branch Area Career Center. We're tickled to death, and Bernie was excited, and we're already planning on next year's event. The date will be August the 17th, 2014.
All right, so I'm sure he was smiling ear to ear on Sunday, wasn't he?
Oh, my goodness. I think a couple of times there were some tears running down that boy's cheek. Everyone, I was so glad he was able to come, and everyone loves him, and he was able to greet people and talk to people, sign an autograph, sign in their shirts. It was a hoot.
He's kind of getting into the celebrity thing, huh?
Well, of course. He's eating it up.
As well he should, as much as he's given back to the community and especially the kids in the fishing community around here locally. So.
Absolutely.
Certainly. Hey, Phil, thanks for the update. Congratulations again on this. And what scholarships, you'll award those in the spring then?
Yes, sir.
All right. Great stuff. Appreciate it, Phil. Stay in touch.
You bet.
Phil Smathers, one of the tournament directors for this second annual Bernie Behnke Scholarship Fishing Tournament out at Coldwater Lake this past Sunday.